So yeah, gonna try and keep this under 2:20 for Twitter. But here's a map of Marseille. And this is here, here, and here, and up here was where most of the performance took place. The choreographed theater, whatever you want to call it, okay? The LARPing, live action role play. Whether or not it was real people being led by agent provocateurs, I don't know, I wasn't there. I'm just giving you my speculation right now. But yeah, here's the opera. And if you were to draw a big circle around that, within that is all the, where you'd find little bits of, you know, a smashed shop window here, a smashed ATM here, and so on. Over here, and here, the nicer areas, the historical areas, none of that's to be seen. So, like I pointed out in a few other videos, this is like a giant stage set here. It's even got like stage lighting. And what you've got to remember is, all up here is, you know, 5, 7, 10 story hotels. So if there was a lockdown, all the guests of these hotels would have been hanging out their windows, filming everything for TikTok, filming the performance, right? And then, of course, sharing it with their friends and family. Now, I imagine it happened very quickly, like a flash mob. And then I'm assuming that, you know, a load of the LARPers ran off that way, and then a load of the LARPers all zigzagged through, smashing the old bit of glass on their way. And yeah, taking a performance to this place here, which I believe is called Noli. Forgive me if I'm saying that wrong, but this is a big Algerian community here, and like shops and restaurants and stuff. So the performance would have headed here, and then basically, you know, antagonize the community here. Now, whether that brought out genuine protesters that saw it and then led by example, and then it kind of further went on and spread on, I don't know. Maybe.